Australia's top crime-fighting agency says the number of undeclared firearm parts and accessories coming across Australia's borders is on the rise. As Connie Aegis reports, organised crime groups are relying on some unconventional methods, namely the ordinary post, to import gun parts and assemble illicit firearms once they've arrived in the mail.
Despite having some of the toughest gun laws in the world, organised crime groups in Australia are still getting their hands on firearms. Chris Dawson is the CEO of the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission.
We are regarded as one of the strongest countries in the world as far as regulating and licensing firearms. And we're not going to take our eye off the ball off organised crime. They are the market that are both seeking and exploiting firearms.
The Department of Immigration and Border Protection detected more than 1,700 undeclared firearm-related imports from 2015 to 2016. These included parts and accessories, which jumped from 500 detections to just over 800. The Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission's latest report on illicit firearms notes that criminals are increasingly using the ordinary mail to import illegal gun parts. They're relying on the fast delivery, convenient and accurate tracking, and limited scrutiny thanks to the high volume of mail entering Australia. Tim Fitzgerald is the regional commander for the Australian Border Force in New South Wales.
And that's one of the challenges we face in our international mail environment, that syndicates will break down the firearm into parts to try and look like other parts or conceal within parts rather than try and import a whole firearm. Our officers, again, are well aware of that sort of method of concealment, the technology in terms of X-ray that's available, trace technology with firearms. We have firearms and explosives trained detector dog units. So, it's all about identification of that risk and putting our effort against that risk.
In November, a man in Victoria was arrested for importing firearms parts and frames in packages labelled as toys and model parts. But illegal imports are still slipping through, being assembled and ending up in circulation. Detective Chief Inspector Wayne Hoffman from the New South Wales Police Force explains.
The New South Wales Police investigators seized a firearm off the streets of Western Sydney and was submitted to the laboratory here. And we traced that firearm and found out it was only about 11 or 12 weeks before that had been manufactured from the factory in Austria. And that commenced the investigation.
That gun was a Glock pistol. It was linked to a shooting in the Sydney suburb of Campsie. Subsequent police investigations found more than 100 Glock pistols on the streets that were assembled from the same parts. Detective Chief Inspector Wayne Hoffman again.
They were very dangerous because they were proper firearm parts. They were manufactured in the factory in Austria and then resold on and then imported illegally into the country. So they were actually factory-made firearm parts that could be assembled and the gun would be functioning.
The investigation resulted in the arrest of three men, including a post office licensee. They all pleaded guilty to importing the parts to Australia using fake consignment data. The parts were delivered to a post office, assembled, and then distributed to outlaw motorcycle gangs and Middle Eastern groups across Sydney. The final sentencing will take place next month, but in the meantime, authorities vow to keep up their fight against organised crime.
Connie Aegis with that report.